Since the day of man's creation, the history of humanity is rich with divine promise, promise of God's love, prosperity, and blessing to those who honor and worship him. In Genesis 12, 1 through 3, the Lord had said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." In Genesis 13, 14 through 16, "And the Lord had said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, 'Lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which you see, I give to you and to your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could also be numbered.' And so Abraham followed the voice of an unseen God and traveled to an unknown land, walking step by step, day by day, holding on to God's promises."
In Exodus 3:17, God promised Moses and the children of Israel, "And I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey." By faith, Moses led the Israelites into the wilderness, unto where they depended on God to cover every need and provide daily bread, even when they grumbled and mumbled, because they never knew when and how the next provision would come. Moses, Joshua, and Caleb stood on unwavering faith, holding on to the promises of God.
Even when the Israelites entered into 70 years of captivity to Babylon because of their disobedience, God would not leave them slaves. He promised to come and rescue them. Jeremiah 29:10 through 14. This is what the Lord says: "When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity as captive slaves with no rights, no freedoms, and facing pressures and persecutions of a pagan king." Jeremiah, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow nor waver. Instead, they stood firm on their beliefs and faith, holding on to God's promises.
Hold on to the promises. is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises. Neither life nor death could separate us from the eternal love of our God who saves us. Neither life nor death could separate us from the eternal love of our God who saves us. Just hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Hold on to the promises. Jesus is alive, so hold tight. Hold on to the promises. Neither life nor death could separate us from the eternal love of our God who saves us.
In spite of God's amazing promises, humanity's history is thick with periods of disobedience, disloyalty, rebellion, and unfaithfulness. Even when people, in their humanity, turn their back on God Almighty, God never turned away from humankind. Instead, he continued to stretch out his hand, providing for their physical needs and offering so much more, a relationship, salvation, and deliverance. He was faithful to hear their sincere and humble prayers. Joel 2:26-30 and 32. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then will you know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heaven and on the earth, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. God loves humankind, his most precious creation, formed by his own hands, and by his very breath became a living being. He loves us too much to leave us in darkness. That's why he gave us a promise to provide a light that would point us to his amazing love, mercy, and grace.
Thank you. The Almighty Creator of the universe wanted more than a lofty role at doling out blessings and being feared and revered as a faceless, nameless deity. Instead, he longed to be known to his children. He longed to walk among them, to love them, and to live with them as a friend. God himself became the promise given to Adam and Eve at the beginning of time. Through an unprecedented, unseconded miracle, the Creator wrapped himself in a covering of flesh and was born into the world to walk among the people he created. By displaying his mercy, God became the greatest gift of love. Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 35. The angel came to her and said, "You are honored very much. You are a favored woman. The Lord is with you. You were chosen from among many women." When she saw the angel, she was troubled at his words. She thought about what had been said, and the angel said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. See, you are to become a mother and to have a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the place where his early father David sat. He will be king over the family of Jacob forever, and his nation will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen? I have never had a man." The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will cover you. The holy child that you give birth to will be called the Son of God." What a love! The splendor and glory of being the king and ruler of the universe was set aside so that God Almighty would be born in a stable. His first bed, a feeding manger for animals. He became the son of a poor carpenter to spend his earthly life walking among the people that he created. Not for fame, not for glory, not for accolades received from the miracles he would perform, and not for the hosannas people would cry in Jerusalem. Instead, he came to pave the way to free us from the curse of our own sin. He paid the price that we could never pay. He became the bridge between sin and salvation. He gave us redemption and brought heaven to us. lift up your voice, sing, rejoice. The promise of the ages has been fulfilled. Jesus, Messiah, salvation is here. He was born to be pierced in his hands and in his side so he could carry our sorrow, our sickness, our tears. He paid the price. He boldly crushed evil and death, and he didn't tremble in fear. Faithful and true, hope to be made new, his gift of unfathomable love. This is the reason we stand, lift our hands, and sing.
Sky, after years of waiting without a sign, the world came alive. The sun and moon bended low, tides crashed the shoreline just to get close. As all creation saw heaven's glow, turned a manger into a throne. Oh, for our evil, but he did not fear. When all it gave us and all we hold dear, when all other heroes would have disappeared,
no beauty or glory to call his own, rejected, despised, a man of sorrows. He took us a penalty cup for our lives. He pierced his hands, his feet, and his side.
What needs do you have today? Do you find yourself in chaos? Do you feel like your world is turned upside down? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Are you lonely, looking for love, friendship, a place to belong, Jesus is your comforter. The friend that sticks closer than a brother. Are you bound by chains of your past, a lifetime of yesterdays you don't think you can escape? Jesus sets the captives free. Acts 2:39 says, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Christmas isn't just an old-fashioned celebration or an outdated holiday. The baby born in Bethlehem is not the end of the story. The man Jesus dying on the cross is not the end of the story. He conquered the grave and rose again, not to show off his magnificent godness, but to free and call each of us. If you are here this morning, he is calling you. He is offering to be that promise to you. He wants to be Emmanuel, God with us, God with you.
Redemption, God with us. Christmas is so much more than the portrayed nativity. Christmas is ultimately about you and I being given the greatest promise, greatest gift that can ever be received. And it's not just a one-time offer. Christmas isn't just the time after season after Thanksgiving. It's every time we call on the name of Jesus. In that name, we are promised he is faithful. It's in that name he will work out all things for our good. It's in that name we receive redemption of sins. It's in that name we receive salvation. It's in that name we are made whole. It's in that name we are set free. So sing out his praise and rejoice. Join us and celebrate the true fulfilled promise of Christmas.
Do 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 Let's give all of our Sunday school staff, all of our kids. Thank all of you for doing such a great job today. Before service, I was just thinking about the ending of the Christmas program. We go through and we work real hard and everybody practices. And everybody has their part, and then at the end it just says closing, and it's got Pastor Roy. I'm thinking to myself, we got Elmo bouncing around, we've got the kids singing. How do you close out? What do you do? I began to think before service even about what, without even seeing the program, I wrote down a few things. A season of beginnings. Because what Christmas really is all about is about beginning. It's about beginning. It's about starting over again. It's about healing. It's about restoration. It's about communication that was broken being restored and renewed again. And as we go into our Christmas season, and of course, a lot of us, we've been in Christmas season since August, September, when the lawn and gardening went out at the hardware stores and at the lumber yard. You go in to get a garden hose and you can't get a garden hose because there's Christmas trees there now. Some of this started long time ago, and we're frustrated, we're worn out, and we're already tired of the Christmas season, and Christmas isn't really officially even here yet, but Christmas has been here for generations, for centuries. This chance to start over, to renew, to begin again. And the theme of this program from the very beginning to the very ending has been about relationship with a God who created us all and desires to have relationship with us all. And that's what we are looking for in this Christmas season. So before we leave here this morning, we're just going to stand. I know we're way ahead of schedule, and you don't have to worry. You won't be late. But it wouldn't be right if we didn't take the opportunity this morning. Collectively, our families are all here. Our children are all here. And as Sister Fiona prepares to lead us into a little worship, I just want to take, and this is, it was stated this morning, if you're tired, if you're broken, if you're frustrated, you're tired of hearing about the joys of Christmas, but you don't feel much joy inside, it doesn't have to be that way. That's not how God designed it. This is supposed to be a celebration of a renewal of relationship. So as our worship team begins to lead us into a season of worship here, I just want to open up this altar area down front to where maybe you, perhaps husband, wife, family,
when the music fades,
like to say, you know, it's not quite as happy as it could be or should be. Maybe you just want to come down and just celebrate. There's nothing wrong with lifting your hands up and just thanking God that it really is all about relationship.
I'll bring you more than my soul.
So grab a friend,
for a song,
your spouse.
Is not what you have required.
Let's just spend some time renewing.
Search much deeper within.
Rebuilding.
Through the way
starting over.
You're looking
that relationship.
My heart.
That's the reason why he came.
It's all about you. It's all about you.